Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Yes, we thank God for this Thursday show right here on the Angels of Melody International with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And we just thank God for his many blessings. We just want to say good morning to all of you here in the USA, in the different cities and states, to those in all of Africa, all of our fam in Africa. We want to say hello to you, all of our family there in Dubai, those that are in Belgium, Jamaica. We want to say God bless you all, those in Denmark, those in Italy, wherever you may be, Jamaica, listening in all around the world. We just want to say happy Thursday to you this morning. We have a great show. We're not only heard live on the Angels of Melody International radio station, but we are also live right now on MZ Radio London with our brother, Mr. Saji Harmony, and then also AP Radio UK with our brother, O Fields. And then also on Salt FM UK with our brothers, DJ Jive and DJ Shaggy Tosh. And we just want to say, once again, good morning, good evening, whatever time it is your way. We have a very great show that's coming before you on this morning. And so right now we're getting things together for our guests to to arrive. So excuse me, my voice is kind of, you know, hoarse this morning, but we're gonna do this show anyway. And so we're just grateful for everything, bite of what's going on around us. We still want to say we are grateful to what God is doing. And I'm trying to get things together, y'all. Excuse me. Let's see. Yeah, so we're, like I said, we're waiting on our guest to call in. We have a great special guest, Stephen Bay. I think I'm saying the name right. Stephen Bay and Junior Robinson. And awesome, awesome music. Stephen Bay and the CC Singers featuring Junior Robinson. And so we're waiting on them to call in. We're going to talk a little bit about the music, and it just came out, you know, the EP. And we're going to hear some great music and hear from them in a minute, shortly. So while we're waiting, I think we need to play something. Let's see what we can play. I'm trying to see what song. Okay. Well, we have them on right now, so we're going to click them on. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Okay, well, it's good morning here, but good afternoon there. So it's funny you said that, because when I introduced the show, I said good morning, good evening, good night, whatever time it is, you know, those that are, you know, tuned in and everything. So it's glad to have you all, you both here on with me. So I think I said the name right. Did I have it right? Is it Stephen Bay?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, Stephen Bay, Junior Robinson. Okay, so we're going to start off with you, Stephen, of reintroducing yourself and where are you calling from?
I am from Copenhagen, 1 hour from Copenhagen, Denmark.
I can't hear you. You sound very far right now. It's not clear.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it's still sounding kind of far distance.
Is this one better?
That's perfect. Yes, now I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Let me try this. So I'm from a small town called Osted. It's 1 hour
okay.
from Copenhagen at the island of Zealand in Denmark. And I grew up in that little town, very happy to be engaged in worship and music in the local church. And, as a boy, we just played around the instruments in the church and started writing our own songs. And I guess that's where it all started.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? Because I was looking at your name. I said, I hope I said his name right. I think I said Stephen Bay. I didn't know it was Stephen or Stephen. So I'm glad I had it right.
Yeah. So it's Stephen. That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And so I see that you have, it's like a group, CC, I believe, singers.
Singers. Yeah. And
okay.
So they are actually basically friends of mine that I've been working with through the years. And last year we just decided to release a few songs because a lot of us are involved in, in community choirs. And we would do with more like a mass choir with like 60 people or something. But then we would gather these fewer people and try to work more on details and, expression. So that was the idea.
Okay. Wow. Okay, because I know I heard the songs and I enjoyed them. I'm telling you, I really enjoyed them. Before we go further about the songs, what I wanted to know, like, how long have you been singing and writing? Like, how long have you been doing this?
I think actually I've done it for like 30 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because we started, I was in my teens, like 14 years old. We started writing our first songs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were just like not very serious songs, but the teenage fun songs. But then, more and more we started writing songs that kind of had a message, and we wanted to also have the message out to people and to our friends. So, so I've been writing for many years, also writing for other artists as well.
Okay. And now these songs, I wanted to kind of talk about the songs. I know a few of them, I think you have seen or saw it, but it's made the top 10 charts on the station already. Even before this this interview, I think you were tagged into it, but Let's Get Together.
Yeah, thank you.
It made this week's top 10 charts by the top tracks by Airtime, and it actually was number one. Let's Get Together, number one. On the top tracks, and then your other song was also, part of the most popular track, which was number two, Would There Be a Greater Love? So hearing that and knowing that, how does that make you feel? Like, we haven't even done the interview yet, and already the songs are popping off on the charts.
I mean, I feel honored because, in Denmark, it's really difficult to get it out and have airtime in Denmark for the radios when you are a Christian artist. It's really tough.
Wow.
There would be a few, maybe very few, small Christian stations. If you're lucky, they would bring something. So having you playing my songs, I feel really blessed and humbled that it actually is something that people are listening to and like. So I'm just thankful because, the whole idea is if people can be blessed and if people can get something from the songs that can speak to their hearts. That's really what blesses me and makes me happy.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you, I would definitely. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, the song Let's Get Together. I wrote this song in January last year, which was just before the corona, the pandemic came, and the whole theme is about, you know, fellowship and the whole thing about singing together, coming together before the Lord and having this community and good time. And little did I know what was just about to happen around the globe. And so for me, it became even more powerful that this longing in us, you know, to get together is such a fundamental, vital part of our being. And we feel it so much stronger now that we can't do it. Isn't that right? So for me, it's become now an expression of a hope and of something that we are now looking to do again because we miss it so much.
Wow. It's an awesome song. I'm telling you, I really love it. And talk a little bit about the song, Would There Be a Greater Love? I really love that one too as well.
Yeah. So that song is also close to my heart because, you know, I think a lot of people, they struggle a little bit about where is God, who is God, and, you know, when we look around and see all the hurt, all the bad things in the world, we kind of think, can there be a loving God who really cares about humanity? And but God really showed his love, and he did it, you know, in a very in the best way possible, to send his own son to die for us and to say, this is how much I love you, this is how much I really care for you, that I would die for you. Even if there was just one person left in the whole world, I would still die for you. That is the strength of the love God has for us. And as it says in the song, will I ever comprehend how from heaven grace was sent? But on that cross, you made me whole, a ransom for my soul. And I think we don't fully comprehend God's love, but we sure see that he is trying to get the message across to us that he really loves us. And that is, you know, the message of Easter, and that he came into our existence, into our world, to show that he is real and that he is ready to pay the highest price.
Yes, amen. Amen to that. And then you have another song, Your Love Never Fails. That's another one I enjoyed as well. Talk a little bit about that one.
Your Love Never Fails is very personal to me as well because, you know, I've often felt, you know, I don't really measure up, or, you know, how can I live up to the expectations that's around me? And even my own standards, sometimes it's like I'm falling short again and again, and it's like, will I ever be good enough? But, you know, that's the story, I guess, about everybody of us, all of us, that we will never live up to the standard, and we should not, but we should come as we are, because we are loved as we are, and his love will always prevail. So we should not live in fear. We should, you know, have this honest heart and just reach out to God, who knows our hearts already. And and I guess that's a sweet secret why he so often asks us to call him Father. You know, he wants this relationship with us, that he's a father. And the father always knows about his kids, that they will fail again and again, but he will raise them up. He will teach them. He will go with them. He will walk with them. And along the way, they will learn what works. And that's the heart of our Father. That even though when we feel alone and left behind, he will still be there. He will still walk with us, and we should not let fear overcome, but we should trust him, especially in these times now that the world is shaking a bit.
That's right. Wow. So now that we talked about that, I guess now we bring our brother in, Junior Robinson, in this as well.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon.
I know, right? It might be nighttime somewhere too. So
exactly.
Yes, well, it is. I think it is in, I believe, in Japan and Hong Kong. It's
right.
Like in the PM there. Yeah, right now. So,
yeah.
So I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself and where you calling from, and just talk a little bit about how you and Stefan, y'all met and everything. Like, how did all this come about?
Okay. So my name is Junior Robinson. Now kind of spelled J-N-R Robinson. I decided to abbreviate my name just so that there's a distinction between all the other millions of juniors in this world. So that's my stage name. But I'm originally from London, England, but now living in Denmark. I am actually calling you. I'm actually right with Stefan, actually.
Okay.
I was supposed to have been flying to London, but I had to change my flight. So I'll fly in the next few days to London.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, we just saw that it was a better thing that we would just be together in this interview. So, So I've been living in Denmark now for 6 years.
Okay.
But I connected with Stefan back in 2007. Yeah. At that time I was living in Germany, he connected with me and he invited me to a workshop, a week-long workshop that
mm-hmm.
he conducts every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I was one of the choir directors for that weekend, and that's really how we truly connected. For sure, when things like this happen, you do build up friendship, and ever since then, there's always been a friendship there. Over the years, we've worked together, and we've done a few things together. He asked me if I could just be involved with this project and help with some vocal arrangements, as well as being the lead vocalist for Let's Get Together. So that's it in a nutshell. But it has been an absolute joy. An absolute joy just working on this project and then seeing the songs come to fruition. And I mean, for sure, I on the completion of the songs and hearing the songs, these songs are great, totally enjoyable, totally heartfelt, very meaningful. And I think for sure, as Stefan said, that they are songs for now, actually.
Yeah.
And
really is.
And yeah, so totally enjoy it. So I'm really happy to have been a part of the project.
That's awesome. And I'm telling you, I'm really blessed by the songs, and that song is awesome. You know, I was thinking about it when you were saying about Germany. I'm like, wow, we go back, brother. I've been knowing you for some years. It's been some years.
Yeah.
When
that's
you
right,
were
that's right.
over
in Germany.
I don't even remember how that happened. How did that happen? We met through, I think, David, wasn't it? Bruno.
Yes. Cozy Bruno. And so he connected me with you, and actually just goes to show how long I've known David as well. you know.
Yeah.
She's actually a good many years. So, you know, and yeah, and then we connected. We, you know, I know you played some of my music on your radio show as well. So, you know, and I know we had, I think we had a conversation, or I was a part of a discussion that you guys were having on the radio show as well. And so I was a part of that as well. So, yeah, we go back. We go back.
Yes, we do. When you said Germany, I thought, like, wow, I remember when he was there, you know, in Germany and stuff. So it's awesome how, you know, it had been a minute since we had spoke with one another, but it's good when God just connects you right
true.
Back again,
very
you
true.
Know. And then
yeah.
it's just an honor to be able to be connected, not only be connected to you, but even to be connected to Stefan. Because this is really some awesome music and everything, and it's such an honor to have you both on the air with me this morning. And like you said, the songs are just awesome, like I said. And to me, it goes with even what everything is going on, you know, with the COVID, everything. People need to hear these songs. People need to be encouraged. And so one thing I want to say to you, Stefan, you got a sister now here in the States that will rock your music on the
you.
Station. So you definitely don't have to worry about that, you know, here. I got y'all on that. So, you know, I understand a lot of, you know, different places do different, you know, you like you said, some people don't want to play certain songs, or, you know, different stations. Sometimes you can't get airplay, but you definitely will hear. And I was so excited because I tell people, like, I only do rotation and stuff like that on the station. But when it comes to your songs, making it to the top charts and all that, I don't have nothing to do with that. So evidently that must tell you the song has went viral. People is loving it. And the station, you know, it picks through the rotation and everything. So, like I said, to have both of those songs that I call out, to make the top 10 charts. That was awesome. When I saw that the other day, I was so excited to make the post and tag you and Junior in it. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just started playing a song, and already it's hitting the charts, and we haven't even done the interview yet. So that's awesome.
Thank
that
you so
awesome.
Much. And I guess you have a couple of brothers here in our part of the world.
Oh, yeah.
And also because, you know, this is a time where people – are much more listening online, and they're on their radios, and because you can't go out much and do stuff, at least here in Europe, a lot is really closed down. So I think is a precious moment in time where we can actually communicate something through, you know, airplay online, and wherever we can get through, and people will they will really listen, they will really receive those words, because they mean so much more, especially because of the COVID and the situation around
it. Yes, that's true. And so speaking of COVID, I want to start off with you first, Stefan. Like, when this thing first came out with this COVID, like, how has it affected you? Like, you know, with me, I was so saddened by all the lives that was affected. I've even lost some family members out of town. I experienced my youngest daughter, best friend, you know, dying. And one of my oldest daughter, you know, her best friend's mother passed away from it. And it was just like, you know, everybody has to be social distant, you know, the holidays. We can't really come together like we used to, because you don't know who's exposed. And like when this stuff first came out, how did it affect you?
You know, in the beginning, because I guess like you guys, we heard there was something wrong in China, and we thought, oh yeah, they've got to deal with that. And I was actually skiing in Austria in February, and then suddenly when we came home, I think even the week after, it just started spreading in Europe all over, and I was just, what is this thing coming at us? And you know, it's really interesting because it's invisible, just happening, just because you're with people, and suddenly you get you can get this COVID virus, and then really affecting you, and you wouldn't even know. You could been out shopping, you could been touching something. And so I was a little shocked in the beginning and said, we need to observe this, we need to take care. And even though the younger people and myself, we can maybe deal with it, we need to be extra careful because of, you know, the weaker people and those who are elderly people. And we have a responsibility to not let them be infected and being around this disease. So for me, it's really, you know, also a wake up call how we are connected as people and how much we do influence each other, you know, and you could even use it as a, you know, as a sign for or a way that we are influencing not only, you know, when it comes to COVID, but, you know, we're so interconnected in what we say to each other, how we build each other up. It does infect us, how we communicate, how we behave when we are together. And I pray also, you know, that this will create something in people's heart, that we will look for a higher purpose. Because suddenly we see the world going 100 miles per hour, we're down to 30 miles per hour, you know. It's going very slowly. We can't do the things we are used to do.
And
it also makes people stop up and think, what is really valuable in this world? What do I want to do with my life? What is really important now, you know? So it makes people think and prioritize in a different way. And I think this is a unique time also to maybe relocate in your thinking and your priorities. And we should definitely observe that,
That is so true. And I think, too, brother, that, you know, it's a time, too, to really get more closer than ever with God. I believe that's an attention thing with all of this going on. So many is panicking and stuff like that. But I think the big thing of it is really go deeper in prayer like never before and really get to a certain place with God, I believe, than panicking. You know, I remember saying to myself one day, I was like, man, we got to wear these masks. You know, we got to keep these masks on. And, you know, God spoke to me right away and he let me know it's good to wear the mask for protection. But he let me know in all actuality, he is the one that's keeping us. You know, the mask is good to wear, but he let me know it's really him that's keeping us, because you have people that were saying they were wearing masks and still getting it. So he let me know that. He said, wearing the mask is good, but he said, I'm the one that's keeping you. And I thought, whoa, that messed me up. I was just like, wow. Like, that is so true.
It's true.
Yeah, that is so
true. And also, you know, that we are so fragile as people. You know, we are fragile. We can't just take everything for granted, you know, that we are in God's hands and the numbers of our days, none of us know those, you know. And so it also speaks to me about, you know, okay, he is, like you said, he's holding up our lives. He's the one in control. And we just need to think about him and be thankful for the days we get and for the lives he's given us. Because life can be fragile. Yeah.
That's true. That is so true. Junior, I'm going to ask you the same question. How has COVID, how have you adapted? How has this affected you in some way?
I actually, because I live from music most of my income was always based on me traveling, working in other countries and doing different workshops or performances. So as with most or a lot of musicians, especially from the UK, some musicians here in Denmark as well as in Europe. All of that has just near enough come to a ground halt. You know, I think in one sense it's the same as Stefan. I was in Poland last year, February, and, you know, thinking, okay, yes, there is there's a virus, but will it really spread, you know, that far and around the world? And, you know, and I remember traveling back home, kind of preparing myself to go away again for another event. And then, you know, they called to say, oh, I'm really, really sorry. We have to cancel this this meeting that we had for you, you know, we just have to reconvene, and we planned that it would be in May, and then come May we realized, okay, this can't happen. Now countries are in lockdown, so yeah, I suffered a lot, I really did not know how on earth myself and my wife would get through this. But one thing I do have to say that, you know, that God has really provided. God has, you know, not seen us begging bread. You know, we for sure may not have much, but we can survive. And I'm just thankful to God for, you know, for his mercies. I'm thankful to God for his provision. There have been, slowly but surely, there's been more opportunities of doing more things online, where people still want you to come and maybe do some form of performance. And then you're blessed with financially, but it's also a way of learning how to maximize, you know, your gift, how to maximize opportunities and possibilities for you to do things. This has been the learning curve for me, you know, and so I know that yes. For now, this is how things are, and you know, you just try to utilize whatever you can to do what you need to do. As I said to you, I was going to, I am planning to be in the UK in London. I have to go there to attend a funeral, actually, of my mother-in-law. A couple of weeks ago, so you know, and it's strange because, you know, you hear of so many different people being affected by this, and you know, to the end dying to the COVID, and you know, for sure you're sad, but because it hasn't hit you directly. You know, in your circle or your family circle, you know, you're still somewhat detached, but only when you realize that, you know, when it comes into that circle, into that inner circle, and it's affected someone within your inner circle, you know, there's a reality. The reality hits you and you think, oh man, you know, no one is exempt. No one is protected, or you know, none of us, and so, you know, Stefan even talking about life is so fragile, and it really is, because you just don't know who this will affect next, you know. So for sure, you still give thanks and praise to God, and that he has kept you, and that, you know, And so even for the fact that I know I will be traveling, I know I have to be doubly careful.
Yes.
You know, ensure that I can do whatever I can to ensure that I keep myself as protected as possible from catching anything or being exposed to something. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm just trying to be wise, trying to be, but still be positive at the same time, and ensuring that I can be as protected as possible, especially
yeah.
for this journey. So, yeah. So that's how it's affected me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I truly believe now. I think we're at a point where everyone can mourn for those who have lost.
Yeah.
Can I suppose relate and truly empathize with those who have lost? Because I think somewhere and somehow everyone in this world has been affected by it. You know,
that's right.
In terms of
that's true.
A loss.
Mm. Wow.
So yeah, but I do give God thanks for everything and, you know, where I am at the moment and how he's keeping us.
Amen. Exactly. Me too. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
And for the last question, before we let you go and we play these great songs, Stephan, there's people out there listening in right now around the world. Some of them are very discouraged. A lot of people is really going through in this time, and some people may be saying their back is up against the wall, especially the artists out here that may not be going anywhere, not doing anything, and they don't know which way to go. Some of them feel like they want to give up. What word of encouragement would you say to those that are listening in?
I will say, you know, God is in the business of restoring, and that is the beautiful thing about the kingdom of God. You know, we can look at circumstances and get really depressed. We can look at our surroundings and think, oh no, this world is going to the garbage. But you know, God is in the restoring business. It means that he is doing everything he can to show that you are valuable, that you are worth dying for, that you are something special, and that you have something special to accomplish in this world. And you can be depressed, you can be sick, you can be even with your back against the wall, but God's
mm-hmm.
plan is always greater. His plan is always much bigger than we can comprehend, and you know, he can turn even the worst situation into something very beautiful, and I know that he is intending that for some of the listeners right now. And
yeah,
I think all it takes is just opening your heart and say, yes, God, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm open, and he will be there to start a new thing in people's heart, because that is what his vision is. You know, to create new things and you know, make life beautiful, and also helping us to keep the right perspective even in times of discouragement.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Junior, the same question goes to you as well. What word of encouragement would you share to those listening in?
Just to know that God is ever present. He's there with arms open wide, with ears open to hear. You know, if anyone calls out to him. And just know that he cares for you. Yeah, cast your cares on him, for he careth for you. That's really, for me, the most important thing. You know, if we feel that hope has been lost, then hope in God. Yeah. I'm just trying to remember the scripture. Yeah, sorry, the scriptures left me, but it's something along the lines that if we ever felt that we needed hope, then that hope is in God. I just can't remember the scripture right now, but I just realized that it's important right now, because we're to some degree we're in a time of uncertainty. Yeah. It's really important for us to focus on what is certain. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Believing and hoping in God is a certainty. Yeah.
That's right.
So let's turn and let's look to Him. And yes, I can say this to believers, because I know believers would understand this. But I also say to non-believers as well, you know, because at least being a believer, yes, we can be a little bit fearful, we can be worried, but you know, we kind of have something that we can lean on. Yeah, we have someone that we can turn to. Whereas with some other with non-believers. Sometimes they realize, okay, gosh, it seems as though I'm in a situation where there's, you know, there's nothing I can do to combat this, or, you know, but I mean, we're all in that situation. However, however, there is someone who cares. There is a God who cares. Yeah, and
that's true.
And He shows how much He cared by sending His Son. Yeah,
that's
so.
True.
You know, so at the end of the day, you know, we know that we can hope beyond this earth. We can hope in God, who is the ultimate in terms of hope.
Yeah, that is true. That's a good word of encouragement. I tell you that from both of you. And so to this end part, Stephan, anybody wants to connect with you or get your music, how do they connect with you and get the music?
Yeah, so the music is out there on the major streaming platforms, and we also have a page on a Facebook if somebody want to stay connected, and they're surely welcome. And it's just called Stephan Bay and the CC Singers. If they look for that, they can connect with us on Facebook. They're very welcome. And we will be happy to connect with people and share the joy of these songs and the message, for sure.
Okay. And Junior Robinson, anybody want to connect with you and you know, hear some music from you as well, how do they connect?
The same. There's my EP album, which was released way back in 2010, is out on all streaming platforms. But they have to look for JNR Robinson. And then the EP album is called Prelude. I generally, you know, they can always find me on YouTube as well, where they can see various videos or live performances, which might be shown on YouTube.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, we thank you both for being on, you know, with us this morning or this evening or afternoon.
It was a pleasure.
Grateful
talking to you.
Yes, like the same here, you know, the same here. And I just thank God for you both. So I do look forward to having y'all back on, you know, again, you know, for a follow-up, because I like to do that. I like to have a follow-up where people can know what's still going on. But we definitely will keep the music on lock and spinning and praising God still for it, rocking the charts as well. So no worries on that. you know, here. And I just thank God for both of you. Anything else you want to say before we end this part with the music?
Just want to say thank you for receiving the song so well. It's on our hearts, I guess, to send this message of hope and of comfort in times. And I'm sure that the lyrics of these songs will also find their way into people's hearts. And you know, words can change lives, and that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful.
That's true.
Thing.
That is true. Well, God bless you both, and we thank God for you being on with us today. And then also we thank you all that are still listening around the world. We're going to go to these great songs. Let's Get Together, Would There Be a Greater Love? And then you're going to hear Your Love Never Fails. And then right after that, we're going to come right back into the Angel Break. And then we're going to go further into the program. Once again, you are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. We will be back in a few minutes. Enjoy the music, y'all.